Okay. Good morning, everyone. My name is Steve Allen. I am the current chair of the Morro Bay Tourism Business Improvement District Advisory Board. Today is May 28th, 2020. It is 9:03 a.m. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. We do have a quorum. And I apologize in advance. I'm having some technical difficulties. I can't get the agenda and see everyone at the same time. So, Megan or Jen, can you share the call-in number for anyone just so they have that?
I think Heather will share it probably.
Okay.
She's the administrator, right, Heather? Let's see. Did we lose contact with City Hall?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay, she's sharing right now.
Thank you. I can see it.
Thank you. So to join for public participation, the number would be 408-638-0968. Is that for a webinar, Heather? Is that for a call-in?
That is for our meeting today.
Okay.
That's for our webinar. We do Zoom webinars.
Okay. So if a member of the public wants to ask a question, they would just follow these instructions here?
Yes.
Okay. So if anyone's calling in, you would enter the Zoom webinar and raise your hand, and then we will call on you accordingly. So let's go ahead and open this up for public comment on anything that's on our agenda this morning. Do we have anyone, Heather?
You know what? I can't see the participants or the attendees, so I'm going to need Jesse's assistance on this one.
Okay.
Jesse, are there any public comment?
We are seeing none.
Okay. Thank you.
No hands are raised.
Can we do a board announcement?
Please.
Our board announcement spot. I just want to
know, not for the special meeting.
Not for the special meeting. Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
Can we pull up the agenda? Is that possible?
I can certainly do that. Pardon me. Can you see that?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, so the special meeting agenda item, consideration of the Morro Bay Tourism TBID annual report and continuation of the assessment for fiscal year 2021. So everyone was sent a copy of the proposed budget in email. Do we want to open that up for discussion?
I think probably city manager will go through his staff report, Steve.
Okay,
since he's got a staff report attached.
Ready to go, Steve?
Let's go, Scott.
All right. Thank you, sir. And thank you.
Can I stop sharing my screen?
Yes, please.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. I'll probably need to share mine at some point, so thank you. Appreciate the board making time for us to have this important conversation, which is the reassessment or renewal of the TBID for fiscal year 2020-2021. We recommend that the board review and recommend to the City Council approval of the 2020-2021 annual report for expenditure of funds to be derived from the annual assessment, and recommend City Council continue the 3% TBID assessment into fiscal year 2020-2021. This would go to City Council in the month of June and go through the regular process before proceeding forward into next year. It is estimated that TBID, the 3%, would generate $550,000 in funds, which is a massive drop from previous years. And we don't need to go into great details to why, since we've talked about it numerous times and it's all we hear about out in the public is COVID-19. The impacts have been devastating to virtually every industry, but particularly this one. And we felt it locally. And while we've had some weekends where we've seen upticks in visitors who in essence shouldn't be here but are coming, the rates are extremely low, the occupancy is still down, and the curve back into normalcy is still a long one, and so that definitely colors the budget moving forward into next year and probably years in advance of that as well. Just for background, the TBID was formed in 2009. I don't need to go into great detail because you do have the staff report, but there are requirements that I'll pull up on the screen here, if you bear with me for one sec, that are required by the state for us to proceed forward with an assessment. So hopefully y'all can see that. There are six requirements that have to be outlined for members of the public and those impacted by the assessment district to understand what the boundaries are, what the improvement activities will be for the upcoming year, the cost to provide for those improvements and activities, the method and basis for levying the assessment, the amount of any surplus or deficit revenues to be carried forward, and the amount of contributions made from other sources. So we did review the budget at your last, I believe, at your last meeting, and we did make modifications based on your inputs. However, since that time, there has been a very big change that you're all aware of that I want to talk about a little bit here, as there has been some discussion about it. It is a sensitive topic since the individual impacted is on the call with us today, and it was not an easy decision. Basically, the city has been in a financial freefall since March, and we are trying to do our best to stem the bleeding and to provide a pathway forward in basically every aspect of our business, whether it's police and fire, or parks and road maintenance, or wastewater water services, to administration, and including tourism. Basically, every aspect of our business is affected by this significantly. We've had to make the hard decisions to cut pay, to freeze vacant positions that are critical to the services our community depends upon, to restrict travel, training, basically cut every single expense that we have that isn't extremely essential at this time, and the list goes on. However, that while those efforts are very helpful and beneficial and appreciated by the city council and management team, it's not enough. We still have a huge gap to fill, and that unfortunately led to layoffs of over 8 individuals across basically every department and fund, including tourism. It's very sad. It's very difficult. I imagine some of you have had to go through this recently in your own businesses, and it's not easy. None of these decisions are made without understanding that it has impact on the other end. So it's very sad. You know, we really appreciate all the great work that Jen Little has done as the tourism manager since she took this on. Very creative. Very, very good. The outreach to the stakeholders works extremely hard to assist the lodging industry in the city and the overall community in terms of improving our quality of life and business atmosphere. You know, you only have to look at the attached annual report for 2019 to see that work in play, and all the great efforts that she has made alongside TBID and our tourist community. It's something we're all extremely proud of. However, moving into next year and understanding that our budget will nearly be halved from previous years, you know, we have to really scrutinize every line item. And from the vantage point of the city manager, it was hard to justify carrying almost 40% administration for something as important as marketing. You know, that a full-time position just it sticks out. And so, you know, very, very hard. But I will say that Ms. Little took it very, very well, and I think understands, may not necessarily agree 100%, but understands where it's coming from. And we've laid out the process in terms of how the layoff works, and there's a 45-day notice. And she was offered the opportunity to take admin leave for that period of time, but she chose to stick it out and work for us. And that shows, demonstrates a lot about her character and who she is as a person. And we really appreciate that. So, but from the vantage point of moving forward and making sure we position ourselves in our best light possible with the most flexibility possible, knowing that we're heading into a brand new world that will be even more challenging than before, we want as much flexibility as we can have as possible. And so the savings from that position will be very, very helpful in being light, nimble, and effective in how we market. Doesn't mean it'll make it easy. Her leadership and guidance and creativity will be significantly missed. So I don't want to lose sight of that. But that is what went into the decision making. And of course, important to note that several other individuals were also issued layoffs notices earlier this month. And very hard for our organization because we are small and tight knit and know each other really well and work really well together. So moving forward into next fiscal year, we will have the savings from that position to be able to use to market when it's the appropriate time to do so. At this time, it's unclear when that will be. We're still in the stage two of the resiliency plan for the governor, and leisure travel is further out. And so we don't want to get too far ahead of that. And it's also important to note when we're able to market, everybody will be able to market at literally the same time. And so there may be some benefit in considering, you know, when there's a delusion of information and marketing all at the same time, perhaps our efforts would be better served to hold for a minute or not. So some discussions obviously need to take place soon with various stakeholders, including this board, about when the appropriate time is to do that and how. So that's the long and short of it. The budget, total budget remains the same as what you saw at the last meeting. The main change is the reduction in the full-time staffing position, and those savings will be held in the fund until such time we can market and be used to the best possible light. I did note in the staff report that we recommend working with TBID and council and stakeholders about, you know, how to proceed forward with this new change, because we do have some time to think it through because we can't market right now. And so we should take advantage of that time to do some hard thinking about how best to position ourselves and move forward. So with that, I'm happy to kind of go into more detail about the budget, although you did have a pretty good look at it last time, and any other questions you might have.
Thank you, Scott. And without saying, you know, we know that these past 2 months have been difficult for you, for your staff, for the city, for the business owners, the hoteliers. It's been challenging for everybody, and it's hard to, you know, find the right words and the right answers here. I'm just going to speculate some of these questions and save some time, but can you give a little more detail as to what your plan would be? You know, Jen leaves some very big shoes to fill here. And you said, you know, you wanted the ability to be nimble. What can you give a little more detail what that would look like or what the plan would be?
Yes. I believe the best path forward is to probably form a small group of leaders in this field, and including folks from your board, and maybe council, and really drill down into how best to come out of this, whether that's maintaining our existing structure or a completely different structure, or, you know, going back to the current staffing model or some hybrid of that. I think it's important to make sure we move forward with some sense of consensus. I think that's going to be very, very important that we're all on the same page. We do still have maintained the mental marketing contract through the end of next fiscal year, which council approved. Now, again, important to note that's been modified. So they're right now aren't marketing. We're not paying the monthly retainer fee to them. But we do have them waiting in the wings. So I would suggest that this committee would sort of look at how best to staff the tourism, as well as some ideas about marketing, and then come back to TBID as soon as possible, really. I mean, we do have a window of probably a couple months to do this right. So that's sort of my game plan for now. And I know that there's not a lot of details there, Steve, but I'm also doing this for every single department that has lost staff. So I'm sort of trying to do our best to make it up as we go, because we had to make these tough choices early on, and now have to sort of figure out how to continue to provide those services moving forward, including in tourism.
So why don't we open this up for questions for Scott from the board members? Joan?
So we have, I have a question. We have, I guess what we have then before us is a little bit, two parts. We're looking at renewing, making a recommendation to renew the TBID. Is that what you're saying? And then in your staff report, you're saying we should probably put a group together. So we're looking at also putting a small working group, community working group. Is that more, because there's so many stakeholders. It's not just, I mean, the hotels put a percentage of their revenue in, but they're not the only stakeholders when it comes to compressing the destination marketplace. Is that what you're trying to say to us?
So yeah,
a full rounded, well-rounded group.
Yeah, exactly. And as noted, we do have vacation rental representation on TBID, and they are paying assessment, so absolutely. And getting sharp minds together, I think, has benefited this community in the past, and is something we certainly should do again. Obviously, I believe that the kind of authority overall resides with the city council, but they are a team that understands the value of community input, especially from those who know what they're talking about. And I think it's key that we turn to that industry and get some good ideas and move forward as quickly as we can. And yes, renewing TBID is the main action today, but I didn't want to lose sight of the fact that we have the TBID, and we have other stakeholders that need to provide input for moving forward.
Okay, any other questions for Scott?
I have a question. Can you
Nancy? Yes, go ahead.
So, Scott, can you talk a little bit about how laying off Jen, since her salary came from the TBID budget, how does that help the general fund?
Yeah, from my vantage point, you know, TOT is one of our major revenue sources, over 20% of our general fund. And again, we have a budget for $550,000 next year. If we made no changes to staffing, staffing would represent about 40% of the overall budget. You know, in typical years, that's about 20%. And so just looking at the numbers critically and analytically without the emotional side, which is real, I have to put in there. But once you do that, it's simply a numbers game, and how much can we put into marketing. And so the administration does support marketing, but that's typically not what they're doing. And so in this situation where we're in, where we have to be nimble, and we have to be able to move quickly, and we have to be able to put as much into marketing as we can. This just gives the city, and with the guidance of TBID, more flexibility. The more money that we put into marketing, the theory goes, then the more return you have on TOT, which benefits the general fund.
Yeah. I think I'm wondering what the stipulation is. I actually would love to hear from the hoteliers about what the – I'm just not aware of what the stipulation is on the use of TOT and TBID dollars by the city. It seems to me that we're what – if I'm – please correct me if I'm wrong, but we're talking about commingling of those and moving more of that into the general fund, or I'm sorry, I don't quite understand. No, I'd love to hear what the hoteliers have to say about that.
Yeah, I'm not definitely not commingling. I'm just saying that TBID efforts is marketing, and marketing leads to overnight stays. And overnight stays leads to TOT generation. It's not commingling. It's just, it's a cycle. So I'm not taking TBID money and putting it into the general fund. That's not what I'm doing here. I'm just saying there's a relationship between TBID and TOT. TOT is a general fund revenue, has no stipulation whatsoever on it this time.
Mm-hmm. John?
Well, thank you. One of the things that we did when, years ago, back when TBID was formed years ago, was we put, I don't want to use the word stipulations, but I don't have a better word really. We put in guidelines. There you go. We worked with the city to put in guidelines that both the city and the hoteliers at the time could agree on, and that they've agreed on each year subsequently into the TBID, which spells out directly what the funds can be used for. And that's actually in our staff report on page 6 of the staff report. Mm-hmm. Things more specifically of what that funding can be used for. And it's regarding the it says regarding the requirements for the annual report as stated in section 36533 of the California Streets and Highways Code. The improvements and activities provided for number 2 in fiscal year 2020-2021 are, and then these have always been basically the same thing. So it breaks it down further for us to make sure that the money is used to compress the destination as a guideline.
And that's, I think that's the section that you referenced, Joan, is what I'm showing on the shared screen here.
Oh, thank you. I have a second screen that I'm looking at now. I see it. Yeah, right.
Scott, I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
How nimble is the city and how bad is the city budget? I guess we don't know the numbers there. And, you know, we're in a place... You know, my report I gave a month ago, we were predicting to be down 50% for the year. Now I'm seeing reports maybe it's 25%. We really don't know. No one knows if there's going to be a second wave. You know, we don't know if there's going to be another round of stimulus, especially for municipalities and governments, which might be a game changer here too. How important is it for us to make these kind of decisions now, or can we drag our feet for another 30 to 60 days and see what happens?
Based on what we already have, you know, in our hands from March data, which was really bad, and the STAR report from April, which was really bad, you know, I think we have enough to go on to say that it's not recovering anytime soon. The stimulus discussion they've been talking about city support since March, and now we're heading into June, and we still haven't seen any. So while we're still holding out hope and absolutely working as hard as we can with our representatives to help cities, so that we don't have to lay off police and firefighters and other positions like that. You know, that's what we're going to continue to do. But at this time with the information we have, you know, we're projecting about a $3.5 million deficit, for our general fund next year. You know, so that's in the kind of up into the 30% range for our budget. You know, and we're going to come back to council probably on a monthly, if not, you know, quarterly basis to, as we learn more information and go from there. But based on the recent hotel and vacation rental and RV order placed on our industry by the county, that you can't have more than 50% occupancy. And I see no move in that didn't have being relieved. That gives you an idea of what your cap is. We know the rates have been down even with those caps in place in terms of what charges are being made. So the information still points to a pretty gloomy picture for next year. But we do plan to revise as we learn more. And if we get outside assistance and things like that. But what we have now shows a gloomy picture, and that's why we had to make those decisions we've made. Certainly those can be undone. If we find out in 3 months that reality it wasn't as bad as we thought, may kind of coincide with the work that's being done with the committee looking at how to market our best position ourselves moving forward. So I think there's some flexibility there, but ultimately I don't think the picture is going to change much, even with, you know, having a busy Memorial Day weekend that we saw last weekend.
We could conceivably leave the line item in for Jen's position, for Jen, and then if things do improve, we could possibly backtrack. Or
I mean, I think that's where your input from this board is helpful. Again, that's in some ways you do sort of have to make some decisions soon about marketing and how you're going to use that, and those decisions would have implications on retaining budget for that position. So that's something to keep in mind. And if we find within a year we want to refill the tourism manager position based on city personnel rules, we would bring Jen back for that. But at this time, the numbers are what they are, and so it's certainly curious to hear what the board thinks about that.
Nancy?
I've been involved with a lot of, corporate eBay, Apple, a lot of marketing efforts. And in times of crisis, I've sat on the leadership team of those companies. And during a time of crisis, the agency is not helpful because the agency are worker bees. They just do what they were told to do per their last strategy. What's critical during a time like this is thought leadership and conceptual development and the ability to move really quickly because of their experience. And I believe, Joan, you were on the hiring committee for Jen's position, and I think that you probably experienced how difficult it is to find really uniquely qualified people in this area, because there's a big difference between messaging and marketing. And we're going into a time of messaging. Messaging is so critical to our residents in building trust and a foundation of trust that we're keeping them safe, as well as messaging to the world that we're unique and we're safe. And so this is a time where you do not want to cut off the strategic conceptual work that is so much more critical to our success during the next 2 years than the worker bees. So I want to make that distinction, because it's very easy to put marketing into a single bucket and just think of it as one thing. It's not. And it's very critical to have the right skills in place during this time. And Jen is uniquely, sorry, Jen, you're going to bless her, but she's really uniquely qualified as a conceptual thinker who can really move with guerrilla quickness to pilot different things, to try different things, to do it cheaply, and to really unify the group that you're talking about putting together. If you put a group of people together from all areas of Morro Bay without somebody with this experience, you're going to have chaos. You're going to have people saying things like, just put flames on the Morro Bay logo on the website, right? That's what an untrained person will say to somebody about, like, just give the website some sizzle or something incredibly unhelpful. So you have to have somebody who understands these are like the typical bonehead things that people who don't understand messaging and marketing will say. And they need to be able to understand that and move the really effective ideas forward quickly because of experience.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Am I understanding what your idea of this, of the working, I need to better understand what your idea, I think, of the working group is. You're not necessarily saying that the working group is doing the marketing. What you're saying is they put a plan together to move forward with a future structure for our community that can compress the destination. So they're not, and to your point, Nancy, yes, I was on the interview committee for director of tourism, not just once, not twice, but three times in our community. So hello, I've seen multiple RFPs roll through for marketing firms and all kinds of stuff over the years I've been involved. And I've been super fortunate to be involved with that because I've been blessed to learn something by that experience each time. But having said that, I don't think that we have enough funding right now in terms of what Scott is saying, and I am really concerned. Scott, you mentioned that we were, did you say $2.5 to $3 million behind in general fund funding, but our special funds, which is our harbor district, and this fund, and then our water and sewer funds will also likely take a hit too. So this is greater than just that general fund. And while the revenue from the hotels doesn't throw money off, the TBID fund doesn't just create revenue for the TBID fund alone. The TBID fund compresses and creates revenue for the harbor fund by throwing people onto the Embarcadero. And, you know, I hear what Scott is saying in terms of we have a terrific staff person here who has worked hard for our community, not only the hoteliers, but the entire destination, but we're in a struggling position. And I'm wondering how fast the hotel economy is going, and I shouldn't say hotel, the lodging economy, because the vacation rentals are a huge part of that, Terry. The vacation rentals are now, really have, over the last 5 years, had an uptick and upswell. So I don't, from what I'm reading on predictions of a boomerang in this, we are at least 20 months out. And so if suddenly a boomerang happens at Labor Day or at Thanksgiving, I think we are in a unique position where, as a board and as a city council, and I think the administration would allow us the leeway to quickly reverse any staffing decision that we may have made during the downturn and be able to be there. But I don't see any harm in having a working group study this alongside with that. The working group can always be disbanded. Who cares, right? We can thank everyone for their time and give them all a candy cane and off they go. But we then have two plans, and maybe the working group comes up with a plan B, and this, what our current position of what we have is always kind of our plan A, and we see what's out there plan B was. I don't see any harm in that.
Yeah. Okay. And to be clear, I wouldn't bring in a group to advise on marketing strategy or overall strategy. We have a strategic plan. And we have also given pretty good direction to middle marketing. So this is more about proceeding forward and how we staff and organize. So I'm not asking people to tell us how to market. I've led these efforts before, not necessarily marketing, but community groups. That's sort of what I specialize in. So I think I'm positioned well to sort of weed out the good ideas from those that maybe need more development and see what we can come back with to our council and to TBID. So I feel I'm particularly positioned to do that and do that well.
Terry, you had a comment?
I did. I was just wondering if we're taking into consideration like Airbnb and VRBO market analysis, is that the beach communities, the drivable beach communities, particularly the small town beach communities where people can spread out, are going to boomerang the fastest, which we absolutely fit into that group. People are looking for places to get out of the city, spread out, and be able to drive there because who knows what air flights will be doing. So I don't pretend to know exactly this industry. I'm completely a novice, but I'm just wondering if those kind of ideas are also being considered. I would just say, as far as Jen goes, my hesitation would be in getting rid of the professional who knows best where to spend the dollars and having marketing dollars not spent as strategically as possible with her not being here. I feel like you don't want to cut off your nose to spite your face. And I feel like she's the best person that knows where the strengths are going to be, where those dollars should be going. That was my comment.
Thank you. Amish, let's hear from you as a hotelier. What are your thoughts on this? You're still muted. There you go. You're still muted.
Sorry, I'm having a little technical difficulties right now. I think right now, just with every industry, there is a lot of cutbacks, not only in the hotels, but in the city government as well. And we're doing our part to kind of see how we're going to go through this over the next few months, if not the next few years. I know personally we've had a lot of changes in operations and how we do business at our facility. Because we are looking at the long term and we don't want to be left with our hands in our pockets because we didn't implement any changes. And I do believe Jen's experience is very valuable. However, I also feel at this time we need to be very fluid about the situation. I think a committee would be actually very well in this situation, just to kind of get some ideas flowing. And I think if the economy does change, I do not see any reason why we cannot bring back Jennifer to kind of push us through reopening. But I think just right now we need to be very cautious about how we use our funds because we don't know when the economy will rebound and how the hotel market and vacation rental market's going to be in the coming months, especially with talks of second waves and how people will travel moving forward. I know there have been studies saying that as soon as the economy opens, people are going to be more likely to travel. But then how long will that last, especially with the unemployment rates going the way they are? And I guess I'm very weary. I'd like to see kind of a halt and more focus on how we're going to reopen when we do. I think there needs to be a plan on that. And I think a committee to kind of direct and plan that would be a good idea at this time.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other comments, questions for Scott?
So I'm wondering what our next steps are. So I guess that question is for Scott. Are you looking for today then a couple of motions from us? One, to approve the plan that you set forth. And so a recommendation to City Council to approve the annual TBID assessment, right? So we need a motion to approve the annual TBID assessment and the assessment plan or report. Is that a second motion? So one to approve the assessment district, recommend that it move forward, and another one to recommend that they approve the report. And then a third motion would be, and obviously these would all be up for discussion by the board, a recommendation that the City Council form a working group or have the city manager form a working group. So are those the three motions?
I think you can do one motion for the annual report and assessment at 3% if you like, and then if the board is so inclined that they want to provide some thought on or recommendation on a group, that's fine. I mean, I can do it on my own authority, or I can, you know, work with city council to do that. But if the TBID would prefer to do something formal, that also could be beneficial in shaping some of the thoughts moving forward.
Okay. Then I think, well, I don't know if Stephen's ready for motions. Let me ask him.
No, please.
Okay. Then I move that the TBID Advisory Board recommend to the City Council that they adopt the annual report and the TBID assessment at 3% for the fiscal year 2020-2021.
Do we have a second?
A second.
Okay, I'll miss seconds. Is there further discussion or public comment? Okay, seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. So it appears motion passes. Scott, going back to the budget, I guess.
So we have one opposed?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Being an eternal optimist here,
Terry opposed.
Two opposed. Okay. So Nancy and Terry opposed. I can only see so much on my screen.
I can't either.
Steve, Joan, and
I'll stop the share. There you go. Sorry.
Steve, Joan, and Amish approved it.
Okay, so
is three enough to, is that okay?
It's just a recommendation that council is the one who sets the assessment, but it's, you know, it's a majority, so yeah.
Okay.
Scott, going back to the question of the budget here, personally, I think there is a strong likelihood that the city is going to get some type of stimulus eventually, hopefully in the next 30 to 60 days. Chris Kosteka did send in his comments. He is very much of the opinion that the economy is going to rebound as well. Can we leave the line item in for Jen's position to see what happens?
I mean, if that's what the board would like to recommend, we certainly can do that. You know, the layoff has been issued and that's going forward. So if the board and or a subgroup of folks say, you know, we shouldn't spend that money and we hold it for as long as we can, that could be a recommendation of that group. Or if that's what TBID would like to do now, they certainly could do that.
Okay, we had a couple questions. Terry, you had something?
Is it possible to just extend it for 90 days? Like just put it on pause a little bit?
Put what on pause?
Put, instead of approving an entire year of salary, only put in for the next 90 days, you know, 120 days, whatever, just to kind of get us through summer and see what happens.
Right. Here's my consternation. We can't market right now at all, and we're paying staff who can't market. And, you know, so there's a concern on my part just from that standpoint that the funds are pretty specific, their uses are pretty specified, and we're unable to do that. So I have a hard time justifying keeping the position on when we can't do what the position is intended to do. So there's that element, as well as just creating as much flexibility as we can for marketing when we're allowed to do so. So that is another element of that. So, you know, I'm not moving backwards on the decision to do the layoff, but certainly the board can provide recommendations as far as what do you do with that projected revenue, and where do you want to see those funds used for? And if it's, well, we don't want to make a decision on restructuring or organization, and we'd rather just keep the same model and hold out for as long as we can, that can be a recommendation, or there could be a different route to go. And I think that's why it's important we have voices from TBIT as well as our regular folks in the industry to provide some recommendation on that, on those particular issues.
Okay, we have Joan and then Nancy. Joan, you have the question?
Joan, you're on mute.
Sorry. I have a couple of questions. I'm wondering, let me ask you, I guess, does City Council approve the layoffs? Have they approved the layoffs already? Because it doesn't matter what our recommendation is if they've already approved everything.
The layoff has been approved by me. That decision is mine. You know, we did consult with council, but that personnel decision is the city manager's, and followed the city policy to a T in terms of how that was done, and went beyond that in terms of offering other things that aren't required to assist Jen. And so we've done that. Same with the other seven employees who received similar notices a couple weeks ago. And so we're treating them all equally in terms of that, and not, you know, just going forward with the noticing requirements and process.
And then my follow-up question to that is, and I'm sorry, Megan, I'm going to bring your name up. I don't know anything about Megan. Are we going to have continuity in our office or a point of contact for tourism marketing with our established partners like Visit SloCal? And how is all that? Is Megan the point of, at least, do we have a point of contact is what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah, Megan, it is budgeted, at least a part-time position is budgeted to do the administration of things that continue forward, even with the marketing being put on hold. You know, I'm in regular contact with Chuck Davidson at SloCal. He's aware of the direction and getting good advice from him, and would probably consider him a good person to have on this community.
Okay. Those are my two questions for now.
Nancy, you got a comment?
So just a comment, Scott, on how you are thinking of marketing is the right way to think about marketing when you're in steady state implementation. But the period of the next 60 days is when you market your brand. That is the difference between strategic marketing and implementation marketing. And quite respectfully, I think the way that you just expressed that this is a time when you can't market shows a really deep lack of understanding about what marketing is. So especially during a time of crisis like this, this is the time when you do what's called consideration marketing. You start to put into people's heads that, oh, I can drive to Morro Bay. Right? That leverages what Terry is talking about. So this is the time to market, not the time not to market. And it's the time to put out strategic messaging, stories about Morro Bay, the kinds of things that Jen brings. The next 60 days are critical. If there is going to be a swell of San Franciscans and people from LA looking for a place that they can use the car as their prophylactic to get someplace safe, this is the time to do it. This week and the next 60 days are the critical time to market.
Thank you. I'm not a marketer, so I don't pretend to be. I'm a city manager. I came up through budget.
And a very good one.
I think one of the first people I met here was Joan, and I said, I don't know anything about marketing. Tell me all I need to know. You know, so I'm a novice, and I don't pretend to have the skill set. I appreciate what you're saying, and that was sort of where Jen and I were going with this, and also with folks like Erica and other staff members. You know, when we went into lockdown, and then it became pretty obvious, you know, when you read the shelter at home order, what you just don't want to run afoul of that. You don't want to raise your hand and say, please, Governor Newsom, do not give us funds when those become available because we're thumbing our nose at you and asking people to come here. So we're in that weird place where we, any hint that we're marketing and saying we're open, yeah, so I totally hear what you're saying, Nancy, and I don't want to dismiss it. It's just we're stuck.
I had a party last week where we sat outside of my house with just a small group of people and watched the videos where we want to go the moment we can go someplace.
Right.
We want to be in those discussions right now, Scott, and you are an excellent city manager. I am so happy you're here, and I'm so grateful to you for taking on such a difficult time. I don't know what we would do without you, but you aren't a marketer. I know. You're not a marketer. So I really want you to, you know, to understand that and understand that the unique and Jen, thank you so much for putting your 45 days and helping your city, because you are so incredibly talented. And, you know, I recognize that the moment I joined the CBID board. So we need her strategic help right now to build our brand and to build what's called the consideration phase, so that the moment people can travel, they're booking Airbnb. You know, they see it as a safe place to come. I mean, I think our vacation rentals and our citizens here who own houses here that they rent as Airbnb need us to be filling those vacation rentals. And I think Jen is uniquely qualified to help us, and we have to leverage her. Thank you, Jen. I'll shut up. Oh, one last thing. There is a designation that I just want to put in the back of your head, Scott, between your employees who are cost centers and your employees that are profit centers. This is the way I think as a business person. The last thing that a company wants to do is lay off their sales force during a time of crisis, because they're the generators of revenue, right? Jen is one of your profit center employees. There are other employees that's terrible that we have to let them go, but they never generate any revenue. They maintain, they operate their cost centers, right? Jen is our profit center. Letting go of somebody that generates profit is killing us. It will kill us, because we won't have any way to get off to effectively and efficiently and quickly bring that revenue in. So that's why you just want to put those two considerations in your head from a business perspective. Okay.
Thanks, Nancy. That's really helpful and a really good point. And we definitely looked at that in the positions, and, you know, we have other somewhat related considerations in other parts of the organization, like recreation, for instance, where, you know, it's a revenue, typically a revenue or offsetting situation because of fees. And a similar phenomenon there, where we simply can't do recreation, right? Like, I can't market right now. I can't say, please, Valley, come to Tomorrow Bay, or let's go to LA. Let's get that market here. I also can't have people doing youth sport leagues or adult sport leagues. Mm-hmm. Like, that's illegal right now. And so if employees are responsible for that, who generate the revenue to pay for their positions, I can't justify them being here because they can't do what they're hired to do. And that's where I find myself in a similar position to TBIT. And I'm sorry, it's a tough one, but your points are well taken, and I appreciate it.
Well, is there any, I mean, and I'm sorry to talk about this in such an open forum, but have there been any discussions about furloughing for a particular period of time, or a reduction in salary, or other discussions that are in between layoff and hot and full time? Yeah. I mean, I think those discussions might be there, you know, a furlough period, so that we can and then be ready the moment that we can start to do. I mean, as I said, consideration marketing could happen right now in very creative ways, but I understand what you're saying, but I'd love to see that there were other options explored.
Yeah, we definitely, I mean, we did pay cuts. We looked at furloughs. We obviously have to go through negotiations with unions, and we're trying to create sort of uniformity in how we're applying those things, because that's the value of our organization. So those were definitely considered, but ultimately did not move forward with. And again, important to note in our city policies, if we find in 6 months that the position is warranted, and we or a couple months, whatever the case may be, I mean, we're she still has first right of refusal of that position, or that's probably not the right terms. My HR director's probably hitting over the head. But, you know, something along those lines where, you know, Jen could be brought back. So, yeah, we definitely did look at that.
I'm going to come out and say it as a hotelier who, you know, represents businesses that are paying the majority of the TBID funding. You know, if we are not advertising and if the county is restricting occupancy at 50%, why the heck are we paying into this thing right now? You know, I know the answers to that, but it's really frustrating. You know, we've got these businesses that are hemorrhaging cash. You know, let alone we pay double for water and everything else. So if we are paying into this thing, you know, we would like to see something come out of it, something worthwhile. And I appreciate where Scott is. You know, I'm speaking personally here. I know he's between a rock and a hard place. There's really not a good answer. But, you know, what I'm getting from the group here is that there's some way we can leave the line item in there or, you know, look at this again in 90 days. You know, just some kind of stopgap. So if and when things do improve, we can make an offer to Jen and possibly try and bring her back. Is that fair?
Yeah, like I said, there's nothing that's being done today prohibits us from bringing her back. Now, if you want to take the extra step of saying, you know, we're making the decision not to use any of those funds for anything until a certain period of time, again, that could be a recommendation. That will just be a recommendation, not, you know, obviously not the action we'll take. That would be up to city council. So that, again, is something that could be stated. And important to note, you know, if we're not spending the TBID funds, they're going to be held in the account and can be utilized. So I understand what you're saying, Steve, but and that was sort of what was hard for me in this position is that, you know, we are collecting revenues and then we have staff who can't do their jobs because of the state order. So that was another level of consideration. But moving forward, once we don't have that position, then the money is being held to be used for directly for this purpose once we're allowed to. And again, up to a year, we can bring her back, or beyond that too. But, you know, by city policy, she could be brought back within a year. If the TBID decides and council decides that, a full-time position within the city purview is the right organization and structure to do so, then that would be what we would do. So again, if you want to make that formal recommendation to say, let's not spend any of that money for 3 months, you know, that's totally within your purview to make that recommendation.
I would support that. Joan, you had a comment?
Yeah, before we make a recommendation like that, I see that Jen Calloway, I think that's the other Jen that's on here, Jen Calloway, is that right?
Yes,
hi, Jen.
I'm on standby.
I have a question for the finance director. I'm concerned about tying a portion of money and keeping it in a line item that if we go through a process, the city council may not recommend us using it on that line item, and then we haven't used it in terms of getting marketing going, getting a push like Nancy has suggested right now, going for when we reopen. So I'm wondering what we have in the reserves and where the reserves are in terms of being spent down here. And it's my understanding that, you know, our revenues fell off starting in February because of COVID. People started to cancel reservations and not travel. And then we had the whole travel ban start. Hotels were shut down. I mean, they literally went, some of them, from 80% year-round occupancy to having one room in 10 days, which is a big deal. That's a big deal for our economy. So I guess what I'm getting to is, were some of those reserves used to backfill that gap in what we would have collected this year that we're in right now, our fiscal year that we're in right now, and used to pay for all the things that were in our current budget? Or do we still have those where we can fall back on those? Where are we with that reserve account?
Yeah, so we kind of go back and true up the funds at the end of the year when we close the book. So, you know, right now we haven't taken anything out of your accumulation fund and put it in the operation fund to make you whole. So we'll see when we close June 30th. You know, we actually close August 30th because we have 60 days to accrue anything back. We'll see where you end up for the year and if you have to use accumulation funds to make up for those shortfalls. But we did experience significantly lower revenues in February, or March and April. Expect to have lower revenues in May, partially because I think the rates in many of the hotels have been reduced, in some cases by half. So we'll monitor the budget very closely, and when we go close those books, we'll see how much needs to come out of accumulation. And then we'll bring back a report to you, to this committee, to let you know, because we'll have to do a budget adjustment for that. You have in the accumulation funds, about 200 of about, well, with keeping the tour manager's position vacant next year, not funded for the year, you would have $165,000 in revenues over expenditures that at some point you could utilize if the economy is turning around to, as Scott mentions, either bring back the position internally or do something else with. So that money will just sit there. It's not being programmed. And then in the accumulation fund, you have another $100,000 and just shy of $160,000 in there.
So we have a way, a path forward, even if it's not the position or whatever we cut from the budget currently is not a line item right now, or not necessarily we, but whatever the city or the city council cuts from the budget, we may have a future path forward depending on how we come out with our reserve account, correct? And with what our projected possible balances are.
Correct. I'm hoping that all of my numbers are completely wrong and I'm being way too pessimistic on what the situation is. I'm also very concerned and leery about, we might see a better summer than we're expecting, but if there's a resurgence in the fall and winter, having enough balance in everybody's accumulation funds, your accumulation fund, general fund, emergency reserves, water, sewer, as you mentioned, they're all impacted, and making sure we have enough fund balance in all of those accumulation funds to flow us over another resurgence if that happens.
Okay, so you have helped me, I think, greatly by getting some of those questions answered, because I was wondering if the 95,000 or whatever the budget number is, and I don't have that up on my screen, sorry, whatever the budget number is, I don't think that, in other words, what I'm thinking in my mind is, we'll have the opportunity, if the city moves through with the process to have a group study what the best path forward is for tourism management in our community, if they decide to do that, we still have a path forward to fund what we're doing now, our current structure, if we decide to turn back around and boomerang back to that. Is that
Absolutely.
A fair statement?
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. I need to have a clear head on that. Thank you.
So, Scott, if we have a recommendation for the budget, is that a motion at this point, or what does that look like?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to specify, anything on the group and or, something along the lines of holding that line item, freezing that line item, you can do that. So that's, but ultimately, yeah, it will just be a recommendation to council, and then they would take that up as under consideration for their budget for next year.
Okay. Does anyone care to make a motion? Not all at once here, people. Okay.
Can you share the budget on screen for us, somebody? Let's have a look at what we're motioning on and approving.
Oh,
sorry. I think it helps to be visual, yeah?
Yeah.
My other computer battery died. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to get it back up.
And, Jonah, I don't think we're approving anything. This is just a recommendation to council at this point.
So the budget, okay, the budget is on page, here it is, I found it. My computer came back up, I had it open, but.
Yeah, so I'm sharing it now. So as of now, let's see, make sure I get the column correct here. So the far right column is the, Jen Calloway, is that the right? Am I looking at the right one? 2021 level one. That's what's being projected for next budget year.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, go down a little farther up. There you go.
Yeah. So. Yeah. So the items that relate to the full-time position are in this this kind of at this point the top of the screen, and so that's where you see the regular pay zeroed out, part-time significantly reduced, and then, you know, all the other, the employee benefits, PERS contributions, et cetera, are also zeroed out. So, you know, what last year would have been $220,000 is now
$25,000. I don't know. Am I muted?
You're not.
Okay, I feel like Scott is in between a rock and a hard place here. None of these decisions are ever easy. As a former HR director, I can't tell you how many times I went home sick to my stomach over stuff like this. Not only from the aspect of, you know, friends and colleagues that I worked with sometimes for years, there's a human aspect to this, and it's just gut-wrenching, you know, to go through this. And it's gut-wrenching to be literally fiscally exposed like this as a community. I have to be honest, I'm pretty fine with the budget as it stands, because I think that we need to support Scott in this time of trouble and get him to a position where he can move through things. And I have a feeling that, you know, we may snap right back around to where we are right now as a community once we review how we'd like to move forward. But I understand, because of my former life, exactly kind of the position that our leadership, our city leadership is in, and I'd like to give them as much flexibility as possible to move forward for our community with a plan for recovery. So I'm okay with this. I just want to put that out there.
Joan, I don't think anyone's questioning this decision making. I don't think he has a choice at this point. I think
I agree.
The discussion is, let's be flexible if we do bounce back, so we don't shoot ourselves in the foot and not be in a position to market more obey. You know, again, I'll repeat, you know, what I said one of the previous meetings back in 2002 with COVID-1, we actually got busier at our Morro Bay hotels because more people were traveling up and down the coast and they weren't going anywhere else. So, you know, personally, I totally agree Scott doesn't have a choice, but let's allow some flexibility so we can bounce back if the city gets funding within 90 days, say by September 1. Let's be in a position to generate some more business.
And I think that's what Jennifer Calloway said, that we will be in that position. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I understood that wrong. We will, based on our reserves, be in that position. Maybe I'm wrong, though. Maybe I missed.
No, that's correct. You'll have the money. We're not reallocating Jen's salary to anything else. It's basically wipes out into the savings account, and then you can come back and reappropriate it to salaries or some other form of, you know, whatever you choose to do. But the money is still going to be there.
Either one way or the other.
Right.
Okay. Terry, do you have a comment? No.
I was actually, I'm good. I understand that we have the reserves. That's great. And I don't mean to demean your position, Scott. I know how difficult it is as a business owner to make these decisions. It's heart-wrenching. I'm just trying to, as an employer, you know, we always want to keep our key employees. I know you know that. Again, like what Nancy was saying, you are, employees that are making a profit, bringing income in. And I trust your decision-making. I'm a novice at this, definitely. So I don't mean, like I said, to demean your authority by any means.
You haven't done that at all. This is just a hard discussion and very hard, I know, with Jen sitting on the line. So again, I want to extend my gratitude to her for being such a professional through all of this.
I second that. I second all of it. Thank you, Scott and Jen.
Can we make
and Megan,
about
and
that?
Megan too, and Heather.
Way to hang in there. I mean, it is really, it's, you know, can we make a motion about how happy we are that Jennifer has hung in there for, you know, this time to support our community? Our community, you know, we're devastated by all kinds of losses, and this is just another one to, you know, chalk up. Here we go. And, you know, Jennifer, thank you. I sent you an email this morning asking you a question. There you are. You know, you're still there for us, and it's so appreciated.
Completely agree.
Okay, so one last time. Does anyone want to make a motion for a recommendation, or are we fine with the budget as it's been proposed? All right. Well, seeing none, was there anything else on the agenda today?
No, thank you. Again, thanks for, I know we were going to have this last week and a lot of changes occurred, obviously, so I appreciate your flexibility. And, you know, we'll be going to council next Wednesday for a special budget meeting. They will adopt the budget, I believe, on the 23rd of June, right? Correct, Jen Calloway? I think so. So we will be moving quickly through that, and I will be recommending whether I do it through council or on my own, just to put together a working group. And I definitely want to pull members from TBID. I can only take so many before we run into Brown Act concerns. But the input you provided today has been invaluable. So thank you.
Okay, great. John, you had a comment.
Do you need a motion for our support on your working group, or that's unnecessary?
It only if you want to. I think that's something I would recommend to council on my own. But if the group is so inclined, they certainly could do that. But I think I could carry forward saying that there's consensus that some sort of stakeholder group would be helpful. And with Nancy's comments very much on top of mind of like, it's not where you go to tell us how to market. It's more the strategic, and structural things that we need to discuss.
Okay, great. Jen Little, did you have any comments at all?
Nope, I don't. I'm around. I don't know. Do we need to open it to public comment before we close?
I think Steve opened it to everybody at the beginning of the meeting. Yeah.
Okay.
Amish, I'd love to hear your comments before we leave.
I just had a quick question. Speaking of stakeholders, the annual report, how is that going to get out to the hoteliers? And I don't know if VRs would be included for this one since they're just approved, about the data that was submitted in the packet.
Yeah, we put it on the tourism website and probably email it out, Jen, if we haven't already, to everybody. Is that right? Usually
sure.
I mean, I know we typically had the annual stakeholder meeting, but that was scheduled for March, and we all knew what happened, or April, we all knew what happened there. So,
Should get emailed out.
Yeah.
No hard copies this year, just email.
That's probably best. And then just as a business owner, we plan for the worst and hope for the best. I hope that we do recover quickly, and I guess we are hopefully we can bring back Jennifer should the economy reopen, because we will need a strong leadership to help guide us with a reopening strategy. But in the interim, I think Scott's focus group could help kind of create, I guess, direction until then, and just kind of take everything cautiously at this time. Like I said, just plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Great. Thank you, Ramesh. Scott, do we have a meeting schedule? Are we going to keep the same meeting format and just go to Zoom here for the remainder of the year?
Remainder of the year unknown. Good question, Steve. I we would hope to maintain our regular schedule. We are scheduled to meet in June, correct, Jennifer? And then it's July is off. I know we have, yeah, we modified the schedule a bit last year, but I would anticipate we'll be in Zoom mode for maybe a couple more months and then take it from there, depending on where the governor has moved the state and the resiliency plan reopening.
Okay. Do we know the date in June?
It's the third Thursday, just like normal.
It is correct. And that's the 18th of June.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. We'll plan for that. Any other last comments before we close? Well, thank you, everyone. Jennifer Little, thank you for everything. Thank you for hanging in there. You've been great. You know, we're all in this together, and we hope that we're going to rebound and bring you back here soon. So, yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
It's tough. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to adjourn the meeting 10:20. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. Everybody stay well. Thank you, Scott.
Stay safe. Thank you.
Be well.